meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group call. It's 21st of November 2017, and we have Max, Ahmed, Dennis, Hazem, Bill, Mikal, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Max.
Thank you. We have the agenda in the Adobe Connect room. Anyone wants to add or change anything there? So the first item is the Paul Jean-Paul's analysis of languages of EGIGS level 5. All the ones that have more than 1 million speakers, according to the information that we have. I don't know, have you prepared Sarmad to display that?
I'm not prepared to display it, but I can certainly do that. If you would like, I can get that done in a couple of minutes.
Yes. So there are three languages that have something. Let's first say that there are the number of languages that he has analyzed are 30. And there are three languages that have something which is not within the our list of characters. Has everybody looked at the list?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's coming up here. Well, the first item is on row 12. Oish, that was small. Yes, I will. I'm scrolling here. So this is the language which is Zulu or something. And he says that this triphthong NG and apostrophe is used in Dula language. Not sure if it qualifies as a new letter. Well, my analysis of that is that, well, the N and G are just letters that we have. And the apostrophe is already condemned by IP and IETF. So my analysis is that we don't add anything due to this. Anyone wants to comment? Yes, Dennis.
Thank you. I agree with you, Matt. I think it's just a combination of two characters, N and G, and yeah, we know we cannot use the apostrophe. So I agree with your resolution.
Likewise.
Okay. So, Yes, Bill?
Yes, I'm agreeing with you as well.
Thank you. Okay, let's scroll down or up or whatever you prefer to say. This is Romani. And it has a character, which I think is called Theta in the Greek script. And when I look at it in Wikipedia, it's actually a letter from the Greek script. And as such, we cannot include it because we cannot have any Greek code points in our list.
Well, if it was added to the Unicode table, and there are certainly cross script variants already in existence, then it would be available. So what we're talking about is not so much adding it to MSR as first adding it to the Unicode table as a Roman letter as a Latin letter as well. I don't know if we can even consider doing that, but that's where we would have to go.
Right. I mean, it's in MSR too, so that's not the problem. But as I see it, the problem is that it will not be accepted to be mixed with Latin script. Do you have any comment on that, Sarmad?
As you are speaking, I'm trying to find out whether there is actually a theta in Latin script, because I think it might actually be in the IPA symbols, because it is an IPA symbol, International Phonetic Alphabet. So just give me a second, and I'll actually tell you.
It is okay, 275.
Okay.
275.
And it 275. And is that in MSR too?
It is, yes.
Okay. So that sounds good, because, well, it looks a little bit different, but we should analyze that a little bit more.
I agree with you, Matt.
Michael, are you familiar with Romani?
No, I'm not familiar with Romani in particular, but I think it may be an issue if we just take a similar or nearly identical looking letter with a different Unicode code point. So I think we shouldn't like use the IPA character, which may look similar or identical. And I think we should rather go for the way of having a cross-script repertoire, kind of. But I'm not sure if that's possible. I think we had discussion about this in the variant group, and I think Dennis mentioned that it's not expected to have cross-script elements, but I think I read somewhere within the procedure or something that may be possible, although it's unexpected. So I think it would depend on the particular situation for Romani, which needs some further analysis to understand if we, on that basis, would have enough evidence to include it. Thank you.
Thank you. Samad, could you comment on the possibility of having cross-script solutions?
My first reaction would be that it's unlikely. And I guess, but before we actually even go there, I have a couple of questions. First of all, I guess the GP should really think through and decide whether Romani should actually be included or not And if it is included, what is the criteria? Considering, so I guess what I'm asking or I'm raising is that is Romani, for example, used in common, for general purpose, commonly used language, meaning, for example, does it have newspapers or what evidence do we have that it actually should be included? So that's the first question. And then the second question is that even though this letter is originally coming in from Greek, which is obviously not being questioned here, but it is being used in Latin, and there are many characters which are coded duplicately, where you have, for example, Latin letters used in Greek, so they are also being included in the, in Cyrillic, and therefore they are also possibly included in Cyrillic or vice versa. Question was, I guess, does it specifically say that this particular theta is the Greek theta and not really a Latin theta somewhere when we talk in the context of Romani?
And I've looked at it very quickly, and it doesn't say, actually. It just gives a glyph, and that glyph is a Greek theta. I'm just copied from Wikipedia. Go ahead.
So I think that actually could be, for example, a mistake. One could what would be useful as well is to look at another independent source. For example, like a newspaper for Romani or some online material for Romani, and see exactly, which character they use in flowing text, for example, on online newspapers or online websites. If they're really mixing Greek, then it becomes, that's something we can go to IT and ask. Thank you.
Mm. If you go to Omniglot, they display it as a picture. So, I mean, it doesn't help. I mean, you cannot tell, but the way they display it, it looks like more like the Greek letter than the IPA character that we looked at. So, but I guess that your suggestions are good, Sarmad, that we should try to search for some newspaper or something for Romani, online newspaper, and see what they use.
Wikipedia is that? It's represented. Yes. Sorry. In Wikipedia, it's represented as a character, the theta.
Yes. Right, but if you copy that, you will see that it's the Greek theta that they use.
Uh-huh. And there is no other theta in the Unicode table? Maybe just the writer of this article used the wrong one.
Yes, it's possible. So we should maybe search for more.
Matt, there are other people in the chat room who've raised their hands as well.
I'm sorry. Who was raising his hand? Nobody has raised his hand right now.
I saw Dennis's hand. And,
Dennis, please.
Yeah, thank you. And I was putting a message there. So I think we also, what Sarmad and Michael suggested, I think we should look at the input devices in today's world, right? If none of the keywords, computer keywords, include this character, there is no way they can type it for a domain name. So I think we have to look at those two. And if one has it, then it would be easy to find the Unicode code point that is attached to.
Right. So the argument from the keyboard is that it's not very widely used, I guess. Is that what is your conclusion, Dennis?
Very much. I missed what you said.
I say your analysis of the keyboard concludes that it's not very widely used, and so then we should maybe not include it anyway.
Right. And I think that was one of the criteria when we said that we were going to include exceptionally languages on the scale 5 and test whether it's in modern use, right? Yes, and this category, if they are not in computer keywords, then, yeah, that category is not widely or used.
Okay, so I think that my comment there, I should remove my comment, and we should probably look at it a little bit more. So it might not be at all something that we should include, and it might be that there is something in Latin script that looks like this character. Samad.
Right, so I was looking at 275, which is actually not a theta, it's actually a barred O. So that's different. I guess what I was actually suggesting initially was something from the IPA part of Unicode. Let me then go and look, because that would look exactly like a theta. And that may not be in MSR, but that's then something which can be raised with IP. If the Latin generation panel actually wants to include it.
Yeah, we should first look at it and analyze it to see if it's a candidate for inclusion. And then we should see if there is a code point. But we have to make sure that is the code point which is used for that letter. I mean, there is no meaning of including something which is not used by the language community. So if the language community actually uses a Greek letter whenever they use that, then there is no meaning that we include something else, because then they will not be able to type it. Isn't that a reasonable conclusion?
Yes, Matt.
Ahmed. Ahmed, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, our basic decision was to include those languages which have evidence of newspapers and common users. So if those languages are selected, then we have to decide their character one by one. And as Jean-Paul has already studied that and raised the question on this type of theta, and if it is not a keyboard and it is it seems like a theta and it will confuse with the zero, then we should not include this.
Right. So I think that we preliminarily agree that we should not include it, but that we should investigate a little bit more. So Jean-Paul has done the basic work here. Is anyone willing to perform analysis here of Romani to see if it meets the criteria?
This is Sarmat. So apparently there is some magazines from Sweden, which are actually being published in this. I shared a link in Austria, and then there are also some TV stations.
Okay, so we could look at, thank you, we could look at the link on in the media there to see if they use that character and what they use. Is anyone volunteering to investigate Romani further to see if it meets the criteria? I mean, if they use that letter or not in media. But I think that the Dennis analysis there of the keyboards is important input too.
This is Michael. I could take a look at some of the publications and see what I can find.
Yes, and you see there are two links in the chat box. Thank you.
Thanks, I'm unable to join the chat right now.
Yes, I can see that you're in the Adobe now. Okay, let's scroll down to the third item. There were three. Well, has the third one disappeared?
It's on line 31 of the spreadsheet that we're
okay. Using. Okay. Okay. It's the next page. There was a page break. I didn't realize that when it comes to white, it's a new page. So here it is, and so this is the language Kabyle or something in Benin and Togo, and Jean-Paul's analysis is that they use a Greek letter. He writes 0395, which is the uppercase, but I think that he meant 03B5, which is the lowercase epsilon. And here again, we have something from the Greek alphabet. It doesn't provide a link to some material. So, but if this is analysis, then we again have the situation with script mixing and then it won't work. And Bill, you say it's at 025B?
Maybe. I'm not entirely sure that I'm seeing it correctly, but it looks similar to me.
It really does.
There's just too many letters there for any one human being to keep track of them all.
So, here again, if they encode it as the Greek letter, then there's no meaning of using the Latin equivalent. But if they use the Latin one, then it shouldn't be a problem. So we need further investigation here to see what they use. Anyone volunteering to look at at this language to see what we find.
Sorry, which one is that?
The language is Kabyle.
Ah, Kabyle. Ah, okay, yeah, sure. Sure, that's a Berber language.
Yeah. Do you know of it?
Yeah, I do.
Could you investigate that too?
I can try.
Yeah.
I can try. I think I have some sources floating around here on the. I think I got one or two grammar scans on my computer. Let me take a look.
Thank you. So, if it is that lacking code point, then there is no problem because that is in MSR too. So it's just a question of if it should be included or not. I don't know if we already have any support of that letter. Or any other language using that letter. Otherwise, it's a possible variant against the Greek script. So the question is, should we continue this analysis here? Now we have analyzed languages that has a user base of 1 million or more. How should we proceed? I mean, any level is arbitrary. Bill, please.
I think we have to draw the line at some point, and at this point, we've covered everything more than a million. And we have some time issues to deal with as well. So I think it may be time to say we've gone far enough. If somebody wants to come back and make a special petition on behalf of an additional language, that can be dealt with as a special case, I think.
Any other opinion?
So this is Ahmad. Just to make a comment, I think if a particular language is just going to add more code points, that can potentially be done in a stable manner. It can actually be done incrementally at a later stage, as Bill was suggesting. So I guess a question to ask is that if we leave out some of these languages from analysis at this time, would that potentially disadvantage them in any way? If it doesn't really disadvantage them in any way, then obviously it can be done at a later stage, and current arbitrary decision to stop is okay. But if there are reasons which the GP believes that may actually disadvantage some of these languages because of stopping now, then I guess you could also reconsider looking at some more languages. So I'm not really suggesting whether to stop or not. I'm actually suggesting a criteria which actually could be used to make that decision.
Right. How could we know if any language is a disadvantage without doing the analysis? So we can't know beforehand.
Right. So as I said, if it is just adding one more letter, so for example, in this case, this small letter E, like an epsilon, is getting added, and it just gets added into a repertoire. It doesn't really disadvantage a language if it was not included in the first pass, because the way some language would be disadvantaged would be, I guess, in the context of that we make some decisions now which allow additional code points, for example, for a particular language to be not entered later on, if that is possible.
Can you repeat that, please?
So normally, right? So normally, I think those things come when there is an extensive variant kind of analysis. So some of the other scripts were adding more code points actually meant that there would be additional variant relationships which would not be captured because of incomplete analysis. Just to be very specific, for example, in Arabic case, we saw that including Ajami or Western African orthography of Arabic script actually resulted in adding a couple of variants within the regular non-Western Arabic use of Arabic script, which would not have happened if the Western orthography, African orthography, was not analyzed. So I think, and if we had not analyzed that before and not made these two letters, kept these two letters non-variants, then eventually Western Arabic orthography at a later stage could not have been added. In Latin's case, if you are considering very strict homoglyph variants, which means that things are only variants if they are visually identical, then those kind of, chances are low. Again, that's my general opinion at this time, which means that excluding a language would probably not significantly disadvantage it. Any additional characters can be added because, we are not really considering non-homoglyphic variants in Latin case. That's just
okay.
An initial opinion.
Thank you. Somewhere we have to draw the line, and if we don't draw a line, just continue, then this work will take on forever, and we will not be able to include Latin in the root zone, which is a disadvantage for many users. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. Basically, Samat already said everything I want to say. I also see issues for non-inclusion in the area of the variant analysis and not so much in the case of the repertoire. Thanks.
Thank you. So my proposal is then that we decide to draw the line here, that we have analyzed all the languages that we are going to analyze, and that we instead focus on the issues that remain on the languages that we have analyzed. Is anyone against this? Anyone for it?
Hello, Amadou. I have some problem to connect.
You have problem to connect?
Yes, to connect in the meeting. Now in my, I come now. I have 30 minutes to connect in the meeting.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
So you're on phone only?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so we are finalizing on the EGIGS level 5 languages that have been analyzed and processed by Jean-Paul. Can I have some kind of votes on my suggestion on drawing the line here and not analyzing more languages? If you could write yes or no in the chat box, yes for drawing the line and no for not drawing the line.
Amadou, we're actually getting a lot of noise from your line. Would it be possible for you to please mute it? Thank you.
Is it possible for you to mute your line?
Yes, I joined the meeting now, but I interested in the Fulani language. In the table, I have not seen the characteristic of the language of Fulani in the table.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you online now?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. I like now. Yes.
Yes, I don't see you in the list.
Yes.
So what's your comment?
My comment is in the table, the big table. I don't see the Fulani, the Fulani language in the commentary. And the comment.
You don't see the language?
The Fulani language. The Fulani language in the table.
This is the language in that we're talking about?
Yes, the language we talk about Senegal, Mali, Guinea, Fulani. And we have some different characters, six different characters. To the court.
So, are they level 5 languages?
Yes.
So I guess that they are maybe further down in the list.
Yes.
Have you looked at the list?
Yes, I'm going to look this. I haven't the reference in the table in the Fulani language. The Fulani language, yes. Mike is here, Mike.
Michael, can you please
help me in front?
Michael, can you please comment?
Yes.
Yes. Are we looking at the same list? Fulani has been at the other list. So right now we're looking at a list of level 5 and lower languages.
So Fulani is high level language.
Okay,
I'm quite sure. Yes, Jean-Paul, would it be possible for you to mute your telephone line while you're not speaking? It would be nice. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I ask Michael, what is the problem of the language or the characteristic, the different characteristic?
Pardon, I didn't understand the question. Can you try to explain it again, please?
Mike is here, Michael.
Yes, we can hear you.
Michael, bonjour.
Hello, bonjour.
Ben, j'ai un peu de souci là. Je voulais dire que j'ai plus le polar dans le tableau là. Le polar. Dans
oui,
le,
merci.
Dans le tableau.
Je comprends, mais je pense que c'est dans un autre tableau. C'est pas dans celle-ci ici.
Ah, d'accord, ok.
C'est juste le tableau du long du GRDS scale rating du song et plus.
D'accord.
Donc, je pense
okay.
que le full, c'est un autre rating. Moins
ok,
de
ça marche.
Moins de
ok, c'était tout. C'est pas, ouais, c'est bon, je vous laisse continuer. Je ne vais pas vous retarder. Je vous laisse continuer. Je regarderai dans l'autre tableau alors.
Ok, merci.
Mm-hmm. I can see that Polar has been analyzed, and SR mod right, it's EGIDS level 3, and we have included, for example, Latin small letter B with hook, or Polar.
Mm. Okay.
So the table that we're looking at now is only level 5.
Okay.
So Polaris has already been included.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that we have decided to draw the line now, and if more languages should be added, that will be in a later stage, maybe with some other working group, I guess. Nathan,
sorry,
you have your hand up.
Yes, would like to say something.
Yes.
So
yes, please, Nathan.
Thank you. The one thing we have to keep in mind is that the number of speakers listed here is first language speakers only. But there are some languages in the world which have a significantly higher number of speakers. You have only like,
I'm sorry, Mike. There's a lot of noise. Please mute your line. Can
we
it be
are getting line? this noise from Amadou's line. Amadou, could we request you to please mute your line?
Yes.
Could you please mute your line? We are getting a lot of noise from your line in the background.
Yes.
Noise from somebody with a lot of small children.
Yes, Amadou, I think you have to press the star button on the phone. Muted.
Peut-être qu'il est en fonction de sourdine sur le téléphone, sur le clavier du téléphone.
Oui, je fais avec mon téléphone portable, Michael, parce que j'ai des problèmes avec l'ordinateur.
Ah, d'accord, mais peut-être qu'il est en fonction de sourdine, en mode silencieuse, pour pas écouter le rumeur de l'ordinateur.
Oui, il marche pas avec l'ordinateur là, j'arrive pas. Donc, je suis sur le téléphone portable.
Oui.
Mais Samad, il disait que pour le polar, c'est dans une autre, dans un autre tableau. Allô?
Oui, oui, oui. Le discours sur le pulse est déjà régulé. On a,
okay,
on a
okay.
trouvé dans l'autre liste, dans l'autre tableau. C'est pas de problème. Le discours maintenant, c'était justement qu'il y a un peu de bruit par certains téléphones. Je pense que ce sont
des
enfants.
Ah, il y a des bruits, d'accord.
On a un problème d'écouter. On a des problèmes de nous sentir, de nous écouter parler comme ça. Il y a en fonction du sourd sur le du muté la ligne sur le téléphone.
Ah, d'accord. Ok, donc je vais bouger là. Là, j'ai bougé.
Merci. Okay, shall we try to go on? I don't know if it's...
Yes, please. Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Michael, did you want to add something?
Yes, please. I was trying to say that we must consider that the present list, the number of speakers listed here is the first language speakers only, or mother tongue speakers, if you will. So that means there are some languages which are spoken by more second language speakers than first language speakers. Swahili would be a case in point. It's only spoken by a small number of people who actually call themselves Swahili in Tanzania and Kenya, but it's spoken all through East Africa as a trade language and by a much, much higher number of speakers. And there are several other languages like this. So if we now make a cutoff at a figure of 1 million, which would be fine if we are speaking total number of speakers, there may be cases of languages here which have a higher number of second language speakers, and if there is a significant writing tradition, then these may actually be important languages. So I think we should take a look at finding numbers of first and second language speakers, or of second language speakers, let's say for languages in between 1 million and 100,000, to see if they are used by a significantly higher number of second language speakers. I hope that was clear. Thank you.
Thank you. It was clear. Should we then not set in and draw the line and instead do an investigation of this? So is that your suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look into second language speakers for those low frequency. For those languages where we have a low frequency of low number of speakers.
I think what matters here is that the language is to be written, not spoken, not just spoken. What matters in our work is that it's written languages, not just spoken languages.
Yes, of course. When I said second language speakers, I should have actually said second language writers, because that also exists.
Yes, I mean, there are many languages which are spoken, but shouldn't maybe not written. Maybe they just use it in day-to-day speak.
Yeah. There are a number of languages, at least in Africa, where the written tradition is used also by non-native speakers. So, for example, you have Swahili literature written by non-Swahili, to give an example. So the writing tradition may actually be consumed by a larger community than just the first language speakers. But we have to take a look at numbers. But yes, those numbers are not equal. You cannot set equal or consider equal the number of speakers and the numbers of readers and writers. That's true.
That's what I mean. I mean, we have to consider the written, the languages which are written, not just spoken. That's what I mean.
Right. So we should Mekhar's suggestion is that we should look at languages of level 5 that have at least 100,000 users, and to see if 100,000 native users, and to see if they have more than 1 million total users, and to see if they then qualify for analysis. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes, I think that would be a workable approach.
Yes. So, do we have a volunteer that could look at the data to take the list of languages here? Let's see how many there are. It's here we have the line. Oh, I don't have the line number. Let me go to the spreadsheet. So we have 30 languages with that we've analyzed so far, and there are 40 more languages, approximately, that would qualify for such analysis. And that analysis would not be to look at the writing, but to look at the user base. The 112 languages in the table. Yes, and so there are 40 languages that have at least 100,000 native speakers. So Scottish Gaelic is the last one in the list. Is anyone volunteering to do such analysis? Look at the population and or look at the user base. See how many users there are, if it's possible to find such information.
I could try, but this will take quite some time because getting the data is not as easy.
Okay. Is the group agreeing that we should wait to draw the line until we have done that analysis? Or should we put the level higher up so we don't get that many? Maybe 100,000 is too low. Maybe we should just take 20 more the 20 highest languages. Can I get some feedback?
I don't think the number will make such a big difference because it's more about finding a proper source.
So, I mean, if it's hard to find the information, maybe we should not do it then. Unless there is some specific language that you could see that this one is something which... something which we should include. I mean, Swahili is probably already included.
Swahili is already included. It was just an example. What I'm trying to say is that I need to take a look. We need to take a look at sources,
probably academic sources, which list second language speakers. So we can then extrapolate from that list any potential candidates. And then in the second layer, in the second level, we can look at those potential candidates and see if they actually qualify.
Right. It seems like it's quite a lot of work to do this. So the question
is... That depends if there is a singular source which lists such data or not. If you want to do this language by language, it will be a lot of work. But I expect there should be some kind of singular source which at least lists part of the languages, let's say, like by continent or by language family, wider area of use, it depends.
Okay. We have some time limit, so do you really think we should we try to give this 2 weeks, and if you could find that information and it seems to be available, then we could do it, and otherwise we don't. What do you say about that, Michael?
Personally, I would take another approach. Personally, I would suggest that we try to find sources. We see if we can come up with sources. And meanwhile, we continue our work in other lines, along other lines, continue our analysis, continue the variant analysis, continue working on the proposal. And when it gets to the point that we find data within time, then okay. And if not, not. So I wouldn't give
okay.
it like 6 days because I, for example, for second language data, this is specific linguistic data. I have to look at some encyclopedias. I'm not sure if this data is available online, but I don't know from the top of my head. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So the conclusion is that we preliminary draw the line as we have done now. So that preliminary, we don't analyze anything else. We focus on completing the languages that we have already started with. And then if we see that we have information about languages being significantly larger than this figure says, then we could take it up again. Okay? Is that a good approach?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So sorry, we are at top of the hour. We had more issues on the list, but this took the entire meeting. So, talk to you. Did we have something? Please put the agenda again, Samad. So we have the unresolved languages that we should try to finalize. So please take a look and see if you can contribute. When it comes to number four, preparing a report for integration panel, I will make a proposal and send to the mail list. So, yes, I think this is all for today. Or anyone else want to add something? So, thank you very much for participating, and talk to you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.